rap, I don't sing them, flick them, and I fling them. You can go ring them, Hall of Fame with the game for the points. I day bring them, don't grab my mind. Close, but no cigar, I got mine. For I'm using my rhyme, the flow go wherever I want. And that's clever, give a piece of my time to prevent some crime. And who's behind putting a gun in the young ones? The ones that make them is the ones that take them. Running for no reason, down in dump season. I don't want my mama on the street wearing armor. So check yourself before you wreck yourself. Respect yourself, ha, you got to give it up.
Hey, let's get down to it, boppers. Oh, buddies. It's Ron Fez show. Thanks for the opener, Mooch. That was a little Kurt Vonnegut going into Barack Obama and Public Enemy. Give it up. That's what I try to tell Fez every day. You better check yourself before you wreck yourself, because it's to the point and it also rhymes.
It's going
to
be a hell of an inauguration speech.
Back to the Barack Obama.
Back to Barack.
Nice to see you.
Barack to the future.
I can't sit here and look at you with this close to Christmas without thinking Santa Claus is doing a show with me.
My beard, it is a giant beard because I'm in a battle of the beards.
But why would your cheeks turn ruby red?
Oh, that's because it's freezing outside.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Or is it not just because you're so joy? Hey, the Hawaiian's back.
Aloha.
What's that mean?
It means hello.
Oh. Because some guy said to me once, I thought I meant fuck you. I said, all right. You want aloha? Aloha yourself. Mother aloha. All right, Ron and Fez show, 866, Ron Zero Fez. By the way, you can reach us at ronandfez@AOL.com, and Ron and Fez is the AIM name. And we're exclusively Fezzy because we're part of the best of both on XM 202 and Sirius 197. I also highly recommend you get the best of both. You know why?
Why is that?
You get the best of both. What more do you want? I wouldn't want the worst of both.
No, that would be awful.
Yeah. I would say no spank you to that. Instead of thank you, I throw in a spank you. I feel like I should give you a list for presents.
Well, don't.
You know
I'm on a tight budget.
You know I've been good. You know I've been good this year, Santy.
You've been very good.
Yeah. She's got a tan. What are you bringing, presents for us? All right, come on in with your presents. HTG is here. Fresh off the banana boat, coming back in. She's got a porter carrying her stuff in. Thank you, Earl.
You're welcome.
Look at you, you're all tan.
Scat man, what are you doing?
Tan.
Do you just
a lot tan? Fez, you look tanner than I do.
I have high blood pressure and it's cold.
You look so good right before your heart attack.
Look at that promo picture.
I brought lots of presents.
What did you bring
I
us?
I wanted to bring a little bit of Hawaii back. So yeah.
I'm so glad when I said aloha, you didn't think it was goodbye and you took off.
Well, it could have been.
If you brought back sand,
it also
a little
means
bit of Hawaii.
I wanted to.
Yeah.
How did you get through customs?
Why didn't you get me that surfboard full of weed that I always ask for?
Isn't that what Maui Gold is?
Yeah.
No, okay, I brought pineapples.
Really? Real fresh ones?
Real fresh ones.
Beauty.
Just
wow.
Just hand-picked. I brought each of you a lei.
No thank you.
I could not find Jim Neighbor's nuts. Jim Neighbor's nuts apparently are...
he's still looking for them.
But, you know, Watley tried to tell us the other day that he's incredibly rich from having a macadamia fucking tree or something. I don't know what they're growing.
I brought his competitor's nuts somewhere in here. And I brought my favorite thing were these really, really good Honolulu cookies.
Really?
Yeah,
all right.
They're really good. But most of Hawaii bringing stuff back is just a bunch of crap they sell at the airport.
Not
so.
This stuff?
No. Well, the lays are a little bit of a cheesy.
All right, I'm going to put the lay on.
Well, I have to put it on you.
Oh, why?